big time.
So we go to him each time.
There we are.
What you're saying, Brenda.
Let him be a filter.
In every case, we go to him each time, which we know to do, and we know how to do it.
Exactly. Because we do our knee-jerk reactions, and that gets me right off in the wrong course when I do that. I have forgotten to take the baton from the Lord at the starting line. I'm just outrunning the race. So it's important for us. We can't live the Christian life of Matthew 5, 38 through 48. Only the Holy Spirit in us can do that. But that means that you and I have to yield. We have to develop a yielding heart. And one that goes to him as we walk, as we go. We will still blow it and make mistakes. But the growth pattern, hopefully, will be in the right direction. Yeah, and, you know, if you're getting sued and, you know, do you literally give extra? I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about being open to whatever the Lord's response is. In that case, and do it. It's his kingdom we're fighting for here. It's his kingdom. And on that kingdom hangs the destiny of the world. And I think that's why the darkness is so intensifying in this country, is because we have lost our light. Darkness doesn't increase unless the light diminishes. If the light's shining bright, the darkness can't increase. We've got to turn our lights on again. Anyone else? Yes.
It's causing me to see, because I've been really upset for a long time that our preachers don't preach sin anymore. And I'm seeing now that's Satan's ploy to keep us from dealing with sin. Mm-hmm. We don't have revivals. We don't have anything to get us back to that place where we need to be.
No.
It's just, you know, this is just the way things work.
Diluting the word and the message eventually leads to darkness. It just does. And so we are obligated as individual believers to keep passing the torch, even if it's not being passed in church or is not being preached. And I don't want to beat people up with sin, but what I do want to do is to remind us all that there are responses that we are to make to the sin done to us. The hurts and the wounds and the devastation that has come to some of you at somebody else's hand. If your response can come through the Holy Spirit, then whether you will ever know it or not, the darkness is lost. The darkness is lost. No one knew that the darkness had lost at Calvary. Everyone thought the darkness had won. But resurrection is God's laugh in the face of Satan. And it is our best and highest hope that we don't measure with a light meter how much light there is. We let people measure it by how we live. Any other thoughts?
So offenses, if we receive them, are Satan's trap for us.
Oh, that's well said. Offenses, as they come, are Satan's trap for us. Yeah, all we have to do is respond from our normal gut instincts, and he's got the light trapped. That's a good way to say that. Offenses are Satan's trap for us. Pardon me? That's it. It's also God's opportunity to be seen.
Go out and do it on our own. We just have to respond
Exactly. That's an excellent way to see that.
That takes evil out, not because we've done anything offensively, we've done it defensively.
Yeah.
But one thing I was just wanted to say, if we, there's a real apathy in our culture because we've been told the end is good. Jesus comes back and everything's going to be fine and dandy. So why do we have to worry about it anyway? The way you talk about it, there's a struggle. There's a heavenly struggle going on every day. There's losses that occur. I just got to thinking, doesn't mean the end doesn't change, but it does mean the path to the end does change.
Yeah.
Every day, everything happens because of our response to evil in the world, and not because of our own strength, but how we lay it down.
With how we lay it down, yeah. You know, we are a difference between Plan A and Plan B. Now, Plan B can still get us to the end, but it's a lot longer and more convoluted. And that's probably why no one knows but the Father when He's going to return. Because we put a hitch in the get-along here. We slow things up. That's why revival speeds things up. Spiritual revival. Good thoughts, Dave. Anything else? Any other questions? I just ask that you think on this. We are His instruments. We can make a difference for the light. Love you all. Y'all have a great week, okay?